This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
We are back here at T-Mobile Arena. Steve Carroll with Dan Wood. Josh Brewster joining us in just a bit. Let's get right to the scoring because most of it occurred in the first two periods, and we'll have our play of the game in just a moment. But Dan, the first goal of the hockey game was scored on special teams, a power play goal, and it was really the only one that any team got in that first 20-minute frame.
Yeah, and Steve, just as in the Wednesday night loss to Tampa Bay at home in the third period of that game, in the first period today, the Ducks took two bad penalties. First, it was a Troy Terry holding penalty 200 feet from the Anaheim net. Ducks foiled that Vegas power play, but not the second one after Ryan Strome of the Ducks had been guilty of roughing Vegas captain Mark Stone. The Vegas Golden Knights took advantage in this instance. Chandler Stevenson left alone below the goal line near the right wing boards, and he was able to walk to the front of the net and stuff the puck five hole on John Gibson. For Stevenson, his fourth goal of the season. Jack Eichel and Alex Petrangelo the assists. That made it 1-0 Golden Knights at 15-12 of the first period, and that's the way the first period ended.
And our next goal is going to be our Ducks Play of the Game, brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks! A shorthanded goal that can kill you. And it was scored by Smith at 8:59 of the second. And here's how that one sounded. Silverberg hit by that shot. Back comes Vegas. 2-on-1. Front of the net. A shot. They score. Oh, my goodness. Ducks with three pressure on a power play at the other end. Vegas breaks out 2-on-1. They get a goal by Riley Smith, shorthanded to jump on top 2-0.
Yeah, and this was very definitely the defining moment in this hockey game. The Ducks were down 1-0. They went on the power play after a sequence that included fighting major penalties on Ducks winger Max Jones and Vegas defenseman Zach Whitecloud. Young Golden Knights center Jake LeCision, making his season debut, got an extra minor penalty for roughing that gave the Ducks the man advantage and an opportunity to match the early Vegas power play goal and get this game evened up. Instead, Vegas gets a shorthanded goal, and it was just a tough break for the Ducks. Kevin Shattenkirk's shot from the right point struck his teammate, Jakob Silverberg, and obviously Silverberg was in discomfort, but the puck turned over quickly. Silverberg able to gather himself, race down the ice to try to help out defensively, but some nice execution by the Golden Knights with William Karlsson feeding Riley Smith for a one-time drive from the right wing. Smith with his second goal of the season. Karlsson and Braden McNabb the assists. That made it 2-0 Vegas at 8:59. Of the second period.
And then a farmer, a Duck named William Karlsson at 14:26 of the second, increased their lead to 3 goals.
Yeah, this time Jonathan Marchessault above the right wing faceoff circle, able to get a shot past Ducks checking winger Mason McTavish, and Karlsson in front of the net, able to redirect it past John Gibson for Karlsson. The former Duck, his fourth goal of the season, second point of the game. Marchessault got the lone assist at 14:26. That made it 3-0 Vegas.
And then they put the finishing touches on an offensive spurt there in the second period. Goal by Nicholas Waugh kind of put it out of reach.
Yeah, Vegas D-man Nick Hague just flipped the puck out of the defensive zone, and it bounced past Anaheim defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk near the Ducks' blue line. That enabled Waugh to go in alone on John Gibson. He scored top shelf for Nicholas Waugh, his second goal of the season. Hague and Zach Whitecloud the assist. That made it 4-0 Vegas at 18:48 of the second period. There was no scoring in the third.
All right, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, Josh Brewster with some thoughts, Dan Wood with some thoughts, and then we'll close out the broadcast from the T-Mobile Arena right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
That is amazing.
That's the sound of Christy getting a...
Random act of helpfulness. The helpful SoCal Honda dealers are getting an e-bike for her daughter with bone cancer, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 1.99% APR financing and 24/7 roadside assistance. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited, roadside assistance available for the duration of the certified pre-owned limited warranty.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act. Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit AnaheimDucks.com/foundation.
Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster back with some final thoughts here following the Vegas win over Anaheim 4-0. Let's start with Josh. What do you take from this game tonight here at T-Mobile Arena?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Dan hit the nail on the head when he talked about the moment where Logan Thompson lost it in the second period. You know, I rarely pine away for line brawls, but I was kind of hoping to see one at that moment. I didn't like his Billy Smith routine. But as always with Billy Smith would back it up with spectacular play and goal. And Logan Thompson, he might be the rookie of the year in this National Hockey League. So that moment led to the shorthanded goal, and it was rough sledding from there. You know, I liked some things early in the game, but, boy, I want to see some
two- and three-man plays in the offensive zone that involve some one-touch passing and quick shots, and you just see how much power the Vegas Golden Knights have, and you hope that the Ducks can start to establish something in the offensive zone that involves manufacturing rebounds and getting off a lot of quick shots and strong passing game. It was very rough to watch the second half of the game.
Yeah, and for me, what stands out to me from this game is it was not in any way, shape, or form what we have been accustomed to seeing more often than not in this building, and that has been the Golden Knights just taking it to the Ducks from the very beginning and really rarely being threatened in games. This was different. The Ducks were very much in this game until that second period shorthanded goal that made it 2-0, Riley Smith scoring there. And again, the Ducks guilty of some bad penalties. Special teams hurt them again, with Vegas getting one power play goal, one shorthanded. And, you know, from there, obviously, it just deteriorated into Vegas getting a couple of more goals and winning handily 4-0. But as strange as it might seem to say this in a game you lose 4-0, I do think the Ducks can take some positives out of this, because there were points in this game, and I believe we even talked about it, Steve, where the Ducks were playing in stretches as good a hockey as they've played all season. But obviously, you need more than stretches. You need 60 minutes of that to be successful in this league. So that's what the Ducks will continue to strive for. The other thing, obviously, the injury to Jamie Drysdale is a major concern, because Drysdale, one of the Ducks' better defensemen, and the way he went off with an upper body injury, it didn't look good. So we will hope for good news there. If Drysdale is out for any length of time, maybe that opens up the roster spot the Ducks will need to activate Sam Carrick, who is chomping at the bit to go. And we talked about it on the pregame show. Sam Carrick brings a lot to the table, and that might be a welcome addition to the Ducks lineup right about Sunday against Toronto.
And the other good thing is we're home. We're home on Sunday to take on the Leafs, and that's 5 o'clock play-by-play start, 4:30 with a pregame. Josh, who's on the show tonight before we let you go?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very happy to welcome Martin Biron, longtime NHL goaltender, current NHL broadcaster, does work for MSG, does the Sabres, where, of course, he played with Ryan Miller. And it's going to be a great, he's a great guest, great hockey talker. We welcome to Duck Calls for the first time. 714-940-2888.
All right, Josh, we'll see you when we get home.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to remind you, Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, being brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. So for Josh Brewster, for Dan Wood, our great engineer Ray Regal, who did some great things for us tonight behind the scenes up here in the booth, thank you for your time and effort. For everyone else, the final score was 4-0 Vegas over the Anaheim Ducks. We'll see you Sunday at Honda Center right around that 5 o'clock starting time. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to DuckStream for live hockey action,
drive, score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark's overreacting to this.
Music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show, powered by DuckStream. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888. Tonight, or I should say today, night's four, Ducks nothing. Oh, ouch. I tell you, you know, incrementally, things look better, but, you know, you're 1-6-1. It's a rough sledding here, and Jamie Drysdale injured tonight. Let me start with this. To me, big moment of the game, and I'm not discounting the Golden Knights' skill here. Big moment of the game was when Logan Thompson went Billy Smith on us. And I'll tell you, it was one of those moments that rankles you. It led to a shorthanded goal. You know, you're ticked off at Logan Thompson, but then he goes out and plays really well throughout the night. So it was a maddening moment. Things really pivoted on that moment. And when they got that shorthanded goal, the Vegas Golden Knights were smelling blood, and they still have a lot of skill on that club. Interesting statistic tonight on their end. They had one power play shot, and they scored a goal. They had one shorthanded shot, and they scored a goal. So the Ducks now with a penalty kill at 8.3%, power play at 8.3% and a penalty kill at 64.5%. And that continues to plague us. The margin is very thin. Some clubs can afford undisciplined play. They can afford it. They can absorb. They can take the hits. This is not that club, and it was very tough because I thought that, you know, like tonight, for example, we finally outshot an opponent, 29-21 in this case, but we were not able to show the kind of potency that the Vegas Golden Knights showed in their 21 shots, often occurring after a couple of nifty passes, one-touch passes, one-timers, and I hope that the Ducks can uncork some of these plays that they work on. They can uncork these in the offensive zone more often. Hopefully we can get something going because when you look at what the Vegas Golden Knights can do so quickly and how they can pass in the offensive zone and make plays and complete plays and finish, we just had no finish. Our first shutout of the season, first time shutout, so that's a little rough. But, yeah, I point to that moment. And, by the way, good on Max Jones taking on Zach Whitecloud. I was really wishing that George Parros could come out of retirement and come running down the steps and jump on the ice because it really would have been well-deserved. I didn't like that moment, but what can I tell you? In the end, Logan Thompson, the Vegas Golden Knights, when he could be the Calder Trophy winner for Rookie of the Year. It's entirely possible. Shane Pinto looking good up in Ottawa as well. You know, we're generally more aggressive. I'll point out a couple things. On that 3-0 goal, Klingberg didn't tie up William Karlsson's stick, and William Karlsson, I wish I didn't see him playing against the Ducks. I'm so sick of watching him play against the Ducks. So he didn't tie up that stick, but also, and this is a rookie thing. I'm splitting hairs on Mason McTavish. But the shot by John Marchessault that was tipped by William Karlsson. This is the defensive zone aggression that I think we need. You know, really force the play. I mean, he could have come up on Marchessault a little more. He didn't. The shot went through. I don't want to pin too much on Mason, but that's kind of a rookie thing. But in general, the Ducks need a lot more. They were much better in the aggression department. I thought they were much better in the defensive zone. But, boy, it takes so much. And in the offensive zone, we really, really need to show some finish. We've got to find it. We've, you know, everybody right now, follow Frank Vetrano's lead. Because I like the way this guy plays. He again, uncorked four shots tonight. He's doing this regularly. He's second only to Troy Terry on the team for shots on goals. You can always depend on him. Troy Terry, another night passing the eye test. 8 shot attempts. 2 shots, 8 attempts. Vetrano, 4 shots on 6 attempts. But, boy, everybody start playing like Vetrano. Another thing, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Do we have the right guys on the power play? What do you think of the combinations of the power play? I noticed tonight on the power play, not on the power play, and maybe we should see him. Isaac Lundstrom got no power play time. I know he's not the top choice to be on the power play, but he can move, and I think he deserves a chance. We'll see if he gets one. Max Jones, no power play time, and that's fine. I understand he's more of a defensive guy, but he was playing up in the lineup tonight, and I think this is a guy who deserves to be on the power play. Mix it up. I mean, you're 8.3%. You can put Derek Grant on the power play. You can put Nathan Beaulieu on the power play. You can put anybody who normally doesn't play on the power play. I really wonder if that's the next thing that Dallas Eakin shakes up. He certainly tried tonight. We went in with 7 defensemen. I'm hoping Jamie Drysdale is not as dinged up as he appeared to be. That really didn't look good. The shoulder, that did not look good at all. And he's been playing real well. I thought Klingberg and Fowler had a really good passing game going on. And, I was really very optimistic. But, boy, Vegas, when they strike quickly. And tonight they struck in bunches. Let's take a break here on Duck Calls. I will be right back, 714-940-2888. Got a very special guest tonight. In fact, let's get a hold of him during the commercial break and come back with Martin Biron for the first time on Duck Calls. I'll be right back.
Oh my God, that'd be so helpful this year.
That's the sound of Alejandra getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her after-school program a bunch of supplies. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22, length of contract limited.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com.
Let's go, Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Help your Ducks make a positive impact in our community by supporting the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Since 2008, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation has been facilitating and supporting programs that produce positive change for Southern California families by providing educational opportunities, broadening access to the sport of hockey, and addressing the health and wellness needs of the community. Each year, the Anaheim Ducks Foundation hosts a variety of special events, as well as exclusive in-game fundraisers. Stay up to date and follow the Anaheim Ducks Foundation on Instagram and Facebook, or visit anaheimducks.com/foundation.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Check out the new 2022-23 promotional schedule. It'll be a season filled with exclusive giveaways, theme nights, and Honda Center. The first 10,000 fans in attendance at select games will receive a variety of giveaways, including a Troy Terry bobblehead presented by UCI Health, Wild Wing Nutcracker figurine, and Trevor Zegras action figure. For the full list, visit anaheimducks.com/promotions. There should be a Duck Calls action figure. What would it be? Me just sitting here talking. All right. Now listen, I have a guy tonight, a long time been an admirer of Martin Biron, played 508 games in the Nets in the National Hockey League, and for the Buffalo Sabres, Philadelphia Flyers, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, a great goalie, and he always had the personality to be a broadcaster, and he's doing a great job at that. If you have ESPN Plus out here, tune into the Sabres games on MSG, and you can hear my guest tonight, Martin Biron. You can see him too. Martin Biron, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. Very happy to join the show.
Well, listen, it's great to have you. Before we roll into this, 508 games. You know what I want to know? I'm not aware of this. I can't believe after all these decades I'm not aware of this. Marty, do they give a silver stick to goalies after 500 games the way they give a silver stick to skaters after 1,000 games?
You're going
to
start this interview and you're going to get me a little sour because no, they don't. I think some teams do. Well, but when I was with the New York Rangers, they didn't. Now, I did get a NHLPA, like little crystal, and an NHL little crystal commemorating the 500 NHL game. But no, they didn't give me the silver stick. I was a little bitter about that, let me tell you.
Well, all the goalies got to be, right? I mean, if you remember the goaltenders union, you guys got to be a little ticked off about that, right?
Well, not only that, like I figured I was dressed in the roster for over 1,000 games, right? So I'm like, okay, let's just say the goalies, times two, because that's what it used to be back in the days for the pension. Yeah, yeah. Goalies, every time you played a game, it was times two. So, and you couldn't get more than 82 a year, right? So if you played 50, well, you got your full 82 games for the pension. But so I figured I've been at least dressed in the locker room on the bench for over 1,000 games, but I didn't get the silver stick, so I'm upset about that. Let's start something here.
Let's get something going. Hey, by the way, I was speaking of 500 plus. You know, you remember playing against Pat Verbeek, right?
Yes, I do. Very little. I remember him a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, 522 goals, not in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? That's a tough one. He's getting Dino Cicerelli.
I know what you mean, because the conversation this week was that is Phil Kessel a Hall of Famer, right? And I'm like, no, he's just got 400. There's so many 500 goal scorers, Pierre Turgeon, Pat Verbeek, like guys that could probably be in it. Alexander McGillney's not in the Hall of Fame, right? I'm thinking that's a guy that had 76 goals one year. So, I think a guy like Verbeek could definitely be in the Hall of Fame. 500 goals is not a number to sneeze at all.
All right, so let's turn our attention. Marty, I got a bunch of topics. I'm really, really happy to have you on the show. I have a bunch of things I want to get through with you. But my first order of business, obviously, is the Anaheim Ducks. You know, it's interesting. I'm reminded that Bruce Boudreau, who's now coaching a struggling Canucks team, he pointed out, and I looked it up, the 2015-16 Ducks, I had forgotten about this. We started 1-7-2, and then we went on to win the division. And now, look, this Ducks club has a long way to go, but I guess it's still early. What do you think of the Ducks at this point?
I think they're struggling defensively, and I mean, tonight they lose Drysdale, right? So that's a big loss for them, a young kid that they want to build around. But you look at the numbers, right? So go ahead. Oh, I thought you said something.
It's all you, Marty.
No, that's all right. I'm still here. I thought I lost you for a second. So, but you look at defensively, they're struggling. Their numbers, their expected goals against numbers are some of the worst in the National Hockey League. I believe that they are bottom five, maybe even, I look here, I have my sheet in front of me. They're 31st. Entering tonight's game,
yeah,
they were 31st in expected goals against. The goaltending's not been playing at a level where you would want it to be. John Gibson has struggled so far this year, and he got pulled again tonight. So the penalty kill is atrocious. I'm telling you, when I watched that first goal, the Chandler Stephenson goal, go in tonight, I'm thinking, oh, as a goaltender, that would infuriate me. Like, Kulikov is taking the back door. He's letting Stephenson walk right in. Like, that can't happen.
Yeah.
You have to meet him at the strong post. You have to come in and put pressure. If all of a sudden the puck goes back door, well, at least you live to fight another day and maybe you make a save or whatever. But defensively, they're not there. They make mistakes, and I think they're a little inexperienced. So it's a struggle defensively, and if they want to make a run, that's got to change.
Yeah, no, and these points are going to count huge and determine whether you're playing meaningful games in March for sure. So let's talk about some of our brighter lights here. You know, Troy Terry, I think, Marty, is really passing the eye test. Now, look, he scored 37 goals last year, and I remember when he was very young, I've said this before on the air, Ilya Kovalchuk stopped me and asked me who he was. He had no points at the time, but he said, that's the best player in the organization. There's something about him. And tonight, I think his confidence and his patience with the puck, Marty, it foretells even maybe bigger things than 37 goals. I think we may have a star in the making in Troy Terry.
I think you do. I've always been a big fan of Troy Terry, and my broadcasting partner on the Sabres studio work, Brian Duff, loves Troy Terry. He's always talked about him. Obviously, I've followed him through the USA Hockey and what he's done internationally, but I think he is a star in the making. Obviously, coming into tonight, he didn't get a point tonight, but he had 4 goals and 5 assists. And I look at Troy Terry as being a direct comparable with Tage Thompson, right? Tage Thompson last year, 38 goals, 30 assists. Troy Terry, 37 goals. Same numbers in last season. Tage Thompson signed his contract before this season, before his last year of his deal. Troy Terry will need to sign a contract. Tage Thompson signed a 7-year deal at $7.14 million on average. I think Troy Terry is only going to get that and more. So if you look at the Anaheim Ducks and you're thinking, well, we have a star in the making, well, you do, and he's going to be making $7.5 million in the next few years, because right now making $1.4 million, that's not going to cut it, right? So
yeah,
he's
due
for a big pay raise, and I think he's going to be a star. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's very much a big year for him, and a fifth round pick, Marty, a fifth round pick. You gotta love finding that, and we'll also have to be giving a bridge to Trevor Zegras and Jamie Drysdale as well. I would imagine it'll be a bridge, I guess. But let's talk about Zegras. I mean, look, he has really ignited the passion of hockey fans here in SoCal, Marty. And I wanted to get your thoughts on his willingness to try things like the Michigan and the one that he pulled in Buffalo last year, flipping it over the net. Mm-hmm. It's an indicator to me of a supremely confident kid who is willing to gamble, and you can't have a shortage of that.
No, you can't have a shortage of that, and it's fun to see the creativity. I was in the building in Buffalo last year when he did the Michigan to the front of the net to Sonny Milano, and I wasn't working that night because it was an ESPN game, so I was in the suite enjoying a cold beverage with a few friends, and it happened right at our end, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, where is the creativity going to be in 10 years? Because we've seen, right, this Svechnikov and now Trevor Zegras and obviously Connor McDavid and Crosby, they do it their own way. Matthews is doing it his own way. But for Zegras, for me, is he's got to be a point a game, right? Last year, 61 points, that's good. 75 games, okay, good. This year, you have to take that step up. If you're going to score 25 goals, you got to, like, supply 60 assists to be 85 points. That's where I can see Trevor Zegras go. But I don't know that it's going to be there now because the struggles that I feel that Anaheim may have to go through But who knows? He could get hot and create some other crazy things that we haven't experienced yet. And all of a sudden, he's you know, that type of player. So I love his game. I love his soundbite, his interviews, his smile is contagious on the ice. I love everything about him. Now I just need to see a point-of-game player and more, and we're all good. Superstar.
All right. Let's pop around to a bunch of topics, Marty. I had a bunch of things in mind to talk to you about. Tonight we saw Jack Eichel. We remember the whole drama with Buffalo. I think the Sabres made a really good deal. I like Alex Tuck. I think Peyton Krebs is going to come along. They were making comments tonight on the television broadcast about was it Bruce Cassidy asking Jack Eichel to play more D? And I didn't know if I would hear that in this lifetime, Marty. So what did you tell me? Take the temperature of the Eichel deal because you're there in Buffalo watching every game.
Well, the Eichel deal was great for the Buffalo Sabres. Number one, Jack Eichel is a fantastic hockey player. I got to watch him, experience him healthy. And the year that the season was shortened because of the lockout where it ended in March, he's going to get 40 goals. Like, I mean, he was going to be that type of player, right? He was at 36 goals. He had 78 points in 68 games. He was going to get 40 goals and possibly 90 points. That's who he is. That's the type of player he can be. Now, he had the injuries, and he was in a tough spot in Buffalo because the losing for a guy like Jack Eichel, who's never lost in his career, really, and always had success, it's tough. 4, 5, 6 years of losing is going to, you know, put some weight on your shoulders, especially if you're the captain and the best player. So it was tough. And look, I there's things that Jack said when Vegas returned to Buffalo last year, and he was all grumpy after the game because they lost and everything else. I don't condone it, but I understand his competitive fire inside of him. And I think he will be an 80-plus point player this year, maybe a 90-plus point player this year. And it's funny, he blocked a couple of shots tonight. Now, I've watched a couple of Vegas games late this year where I'm like, oh, there goes Jack, not really working hard on defense. And maybe Bruce Cassidy gets him to play a little bit more defense. But you don't pay Jack Eichel to play defense. You don't pay Austin Matthews to play defense. You pay those guys to score goals, to make plays, to create on the power play, and to take the lead. And I think Jack is going to be that guy in Vegas. And I'm happy for the deal in Buffalo. Alex Tuck is fantastic. Grew up in Syracuse, New York, next door neighbor to Tim Connelly, who was a Buffalo Sabres. Alex grew up a Sabres fan in the Briere and Drury, Ryan Miller years. So he wants to be here. He wants to play here. Peyton Krebs has still got a lot of upside. He got a first-round pick out of it. So it was a fantastic deal for the Sabres, and the Vegas Golden Knights have got a great players too.
All right, now let's turn our attention to a guy who's going to see his number go up in the building in Buffalo, Ryan Miller. You played with him, and not only that, but you played with him in the year where I swear I thought it was going to be the 07, the 06-07 Ducks against the Sabres. If it wasn't for that loss to Ottawa when you lost four defensemen in games, what was it, four defensemen in game seven or something? So
no,
Ryan
that was
Miller,
the year before against Carolina. The year against Ottawa,
year before.
To be honest with you, I got traded at the deadline to Philly that year, but I was around. I went to all the games. I still felt like a part of this team. This is weird for a guy that got traded to Philly, but we were last in the league in Philly that year. I got back to Buffalo really early, and I went to almost all the playoff games, and they just ran out of gas. Ottawa wanted to avenge the loss from the year before, but Ryan Miller, you know, the 2 years
let's
I played with him, and even before when he was in Rochester or right out of Michigan State and came up to Buffalo, I was like, well, you better enjoy your time as a number one goaltender right now, Marty, because this kid's coming through, and look out, right? And the 05-06 season coming out of the lockout, he started the year really well, but he broke his hand. And I took over for a little bit, and then he came back at Christmas, and he was so good. Wow, what an individual, and his time with Anaheim was fantastic, and I still talk to Millsy quite a bit. And to be honest with you, I feel like when Ryan Miller retired, it took something away from John Gibson. I think that Gibby really felt like he had a good partner in Ryan, and Ryan was a good mentor. And you look at, you know, what's happened the last couple of years, and it's been hard on John Gibson. I think Ryan Miller had a lot of good influence on Gibson, and losing him probably hurt the Anaheim Ducks more than just losing Ryan Miller. It was losing a part of John Gibson.
Interesting. So, well, he was what a tremendous teammate and a great guy, and I couldn't be happier than to see his number go up. It is so well deserved, and he was loved here, even though it was late in his career and the team was not successful. But he and Gibby were great. Let's pop through a couple of quick things here, Marty, in my last few minutes with you, because I want to speculate about a Buffalo guy named Patrick Kane. Do you think Kevin Adams of the Sabres is working something to bring him there, or do you think Patrick Kane would avoid Buffalo because he doesn't want to be the savior, he wants to go to a Stanley Cup contender? Where do you think Patrick Kane lands? Because I think he gets dealt.
Oh, I think Patrick Kane is going to get moved. Obviously, the Chicago Blackhawks are having a really good start to the season, despite what everybody was thinking, myself included. But I don't think Patrick Kane's coming to Buffalo this year. The only reason is you're going to have to give up a lot, I think, to get Patrick Kane at the deadline. And I don't think Buffalo is ready for playoffs yet. They'll be close. I think they'll be like somewhere in the mid-80s, maybe high 80s point range, but it's not going to be at the 95 points that it may take to make the playoffs. So you're not going to give up assets and players to acquire Patrick Kane at the deadline if you're not making the playoffs. The New York Rangers, I think, make a lot of sense for Patrick Kane because of his chemistry with Artemi Panarin. And the Rangers, I think, are going to be a team again that, like last year, could go all the way, right? So, but I think next summer, as a free agent, I could see Patrick Kane come to Buffalo. The Chicago Blackhawks are in Buffalo tomorrow night. And I think when he gets announced as a starting lineup or if he scores a goal, the fans are going to cheer. They love Patrick Kane here in Buffalo. And I believe that if he has an opportunity next year as a free agent to maybe sign in Buffalo, and if the Sabres show this year that they're ready to take the next step to be in the playoffs, and Kane doesn't have to be the guy because you'd have Tage Thompson and Alex Stuck and you have Rasmus Dahlin and you have all these other guys. I think Kane can be a part of the group that will push forward, but not the guy. I think that could happen, but it's not going to happen via a trade. I think it's going to happen in free agency.
Yeah, interesting. I think the Rangers are an interesting destination for him. And I also think that boy, if Kevin Adams pulled him in, he would earn the $10 million a year salary in about 1 week of jersey sales. I think they'd recoup all the money. All right, now, Marty, let me ask you about a club since you watch the Atlantic all the time, and we're going to double back to the Ducks before I let you go. In the Atlantic, I got to say all my attention, and for obvious reasons, is on the Boston Bruins. Marchand comes back. He comes back huge. Coyle's playing well. Pasternak's in a contract year. He's up at almost 2 points per game. I'm wondering if Linus Ullmark is better than I thought he was, and I wanted to get your thoughts real quick on the Boston Bruins because they're looking awfully good.
The Boston Bruins are looking so good. I had them as a playoff team this year, but I had them fourth in the Atlantic, and I thought maybe they'll take a step back, right? But I didn't think that Krejci was going to be that good. I didn't think Bergeron was going to come that good. I obviously didn't think Marchand was going to come back that early. And McAvoy wasn't there. So I'm thinking, like, well, if they get out of the gate and they're 2-8 in the first 10, it's going to be hard for them to come back. They could, but it's going to be hard for them to come back. No, they've completely changed things. And right now they're up 4-0 on Columbus. So that means that Boston would go to 8-1 on the season if they hold that 4-goal lead. Defensively, they are so good. Linus Ullmark is great. I saw him in Buffalo, obviously, many years, and I think he has the abilities. I just never thought he was a consistent goaltender. He's shown consistency this year, but even last year with Boston, I don't think he showed consistency. I think Jeremy Swayman, to me, was almost the most consistent of the two of them last season in Boston. And this year, Swayman struggled a little bit out of the gate. They're really riding Ullmark. So, but I think it's going to be a battle all year between the two goaltenders. And I think that's what makes Boston dangerous is because when you get, 82 games and if one guy gets hurt or is having a slump, the other guy can pull through. It's like Carolina with Freddie Anderson and Antti Raanta. And, you got two guys that can play and play well. Well, you're ahead of the curve there. So, yeah, I think Boston is a surprise for me. In the Atlantic Division, I thought Florida was going to be really good. They're barely over 500. Toronto is barely over 500. Tampa is at 500. So Boston's kind of running away with the Atlantic right now, and not only on paper, but also in the way that they play on the ice.
Yeah, indeed, Marty. Well, I'll tell you what, Marty Biron, you're a reminder of why this show needs to be about 5 hours long, because I could keep going. But unfortunately, I can't keep going and going. I'll ask you one last thing. I've been asking since we've been in a slump here to start the season. I've been asking, this is my final question for you. You're in charge of the Ducks right now. You see what you've got. You have Fowler and Klingberg and Zegras and all these guys we talk about and Gibbs. Okay, you're 1-6-1. Give me a prescription for the Ducks to turn this around in the very near future.
Well, you got to lock it down defensively, right? Like, look at what John Tortorella has done with the Philadelphia Flyers. Yes, Carter Hart had 51 shots against last night, but defensively, they have made a decision that they have to block shots, they have to be defending the middle of the ice, that they have to pay a price to get pucks out on the wall. And maybe after 20 games, now he can open it up offensively a little bit more once that they've got the foundation, which is defensive hockey. I played for Tortorella in New York with the Rangers, with Henrik Lundqvist, and it was great for the goaltenders because we were getting support. Like, and I think that's what Anaheim needs to do now. Like, I look at the goals tonight. Like, there's nights where I feel, okay, well, Gibby needs to be better. But tonight, like, 2-on-1 on a shorthanded pass across goal, the power play goal, a guy left alone in the slot. I'm thinking, defensively, it's got to be better. And the only way you can turn around your roster, and unless you make like crazy trades and, you know, change it all up, but that doesn't happen anymore in the NHL, is you have to change your systems, the way you play. And I think the Anaheim Ducks need to focus on the defensive part of their game, because right now they give way too much. And it's way too taxing on the defense and the goaltender. So everybody's got to buy into a defensive system.
All right, Marty Biron, I'll tell you what, I'd love to do this again sometime. You're a tremendous guest, and I always love watching your broadcast and listening to you with Steve Koulias as well. And thanks so much for joining me on Duck Calls tonight.
Oh, well, my pleasure anytime. And, you know, maybe when the Sabres play the Ducks, I'll come on and we'll preview that one.
That would be great. All right, there he is, the great Martin Biron. Thank you, Marty. I will be right back on Duck Calls, powered by DuckStream. Let me say that right. On DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'll get it. One segment to go. It's all yours. 714-940-2888. Duck Calls. I'll be right back.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Join the Wild Ringers Kids Club, presented by Chalk and UCI Health today. Your membership will guarantee you a spot at this year's Kids Club party. Plus, you'll receive an exclusive kit that features a Ducks lunch bag, Wild Wing bobblehead, T-shirt, and much more. Sign up now at Wild Ringers Kids Club. com. All right, 714-940-2888. Martin Biron is a great guest. A lot of good points, man. You know, he's right. It's right about the defensive coverage. It's getting to be a bit much, man. 1-6-1. This has got to turn. It's got to turn. Toronto Maple Leafs Sunday on Dia de Muertos, right? Sunday night. Be there at Honda Center. Be there live in person cheering on the Ducks. They need it. Get a little home cooking going. What can I tell you? It's just it's getting rough around here. I really thought we were maybe going to have a shot to stay in this game until the third period, and just was not meant to be. You could see the body language on the Ducks late in the game. Things were just not working out. Tonight, pop around the league, pop around some of tonight's games. Interesting, we talked about this in the intermission. The Jets and the Coyotes are going to play at the appropriately named Mullet Arena in Arizona at ASU. And it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of atmosphere is created. I have a feeling it's going to be a little more surprisingly good than you might think. But at the same time, I tend to agree with Dan when he says there's a lot of spin here about how good this is going to go. And, you know, I really wondered whether the NHL should have cut bait with Arizona a long time ago, as a lot of fans have wondered. Somewhere in the numbers I will not see unless you were to maybe hire Bob Woodward or some investigative reporter to really look at these numbers, why they think this is justifiable. I tell you, if the numbers did not say this was justifiable, they would not be doing this. So it's interesting, and it is an interesting market. I have always wanted to see it succeed, but we will see what they've got in store. Places named Mullet Arena. I know it's no reference to the hairdo, but that is the famous hockey hairdo, isn't it? All right, let me get you some scores. 4-0 tonight. We're just talking about the Bruins. Bruins 4, Blue Jackets nothing. This is in Columbus. The Bruins are now 8-1-0. Grizzlick, Coyle, DeBrusk, Pasternak score for the Boston Bruins, and it just goes on and on. Pasternak, 7th goal of the year. Devils 1, Avalanche nothing. The Devils are 5-3. Avalanche are now 4-3-1. And Jack Hughes gets his 3rd goal of the year at 2:59 of the third. That's all the scoring. That's all the scoring the Devils needed, if you can believe that. Now, right now, toward the end of the game in the third period, the New York Islanders, who seem to have turned it around a little bit here, they're 3-4-0 now, but they're about to go to 4-4-0. They're up 6-2 on the Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina. So that's an interesting one there. That is an interesting Metro matchup for sure. The Penguins and the Canucks are going to brawl tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time in about 20 minutes or so. And then, of course, as you know, Golden Knights 4, Ducks nothing. We've got the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sunday. It's a star-studded affair. Be there for Dia de Muertos night at Honda Center. That's going to be a lot of fun. I really encourage you to go to AnaheimDucks.com and pick up a couple tickets to this. If you can hear my voice, get yourself into Honda Center. You know, the Ducks could, you know, if they can continue to pick it up. We did win the shots battle tonight. Played better, certainly in the first half of the game. No consolation prizes here. But I think that knowing that Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and the Toronto Maple Leafs are coming to your barn, and it's an opportunity for the Ducks to show pretty well. Let's see if they can do it. We've got to do it. By the way, I'll close with this. I want to see more Max Jones. I don't know who he is as a player yet. Is he top six? Is he bottom six? Is he a utility guy ultimately? Or is he a guy who plays in the top six and he gets out there and bangs? He's a high pick for the Ducks. And if he can find his shot, maybe he's got something. I'm very interested in tracking Max Jones. Glad to have him back in the lineup. And I will close the show with a big hello and welcome back to Ruth DeSilva. You know her. She sits behind the coach. She sat there as long as we've been a team, way back when. She was on IR for the last year, okay? But she's looking good. She's healthy. Well, she's always looking good, but now she's healthy. She's strong. Ruth DeSilva, I salute you. Duck fans, join the Orange Alliance. Don't forget, AnaheimDucks.com. I'll talk to you Sunday afternoon. Go Ducks!
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn.
Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. All spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
In this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Truck drivers are critical to our nation's economy and growing infrastructure. Did you know trucks are involved in 1/3 of fatal work zone crashes? Let's help keep them safe on our roads. All drivers should stay alert, slow speeds, and keep their distance to stay safe in work zones. Paid for by FMCSA.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste. Sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water.
Ducks fans, do you want to hear more from your favorite players? Well, now you can with the Players Lounge. The guys will hang out and share some of their best stories. Plus, Cat French will be there to stir the pot. Don't miss it each month on Duckstream.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.